Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From petulant prima donnas spitting their dummies out for all the world to see, to seasoned veterans putting careless up-and-comers back in their place on pay-per-view, this bunch of stars did not care about the thousands watching on in the arena and the millions tuning in at home. As Howard Beale would put it best, they were mad as hell and they weren't gonna take this anymore. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 times wrestlers were pissed off for real in the ring. Number 10, The Undertaker is disappointed in his performance, Super Showdown 2019. As The Undertaker made his way towards the closing stages of his WWE career, the legendary figure was determined to go out on the highest of highs possible. So after a painful effort against Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 33, Taker set out on a seemingly never-ending quest to take part in one last critically acclaimed contest. Yet in a moment which appeared to suggest the dead man may never recapture his in-ring spark of the past, Super Showdown 2019 ended with a dejected-looking legend sat in the middle of the ring, fresh off the back of one of the most excruciating matches you'll ever likely witness for all the wrong reasons. Taker would later recall on WWE's The Last Ride docuseries that I had this dejected look on my face. It was there because I was upset, Goldberg was really disappointed, and I was disappointed. Thankfully though, Taker would finally get his fitting last hurrah at WrestleMania 36. Number 9, Eddie Guerrero loses his cool after Vicky misses her cue. SummerSlam 2005. When it came to the late, great Eddie Guerrero, you were regularly guaranteed world-class technical wrestling, a charismatic personality, and a boatload of unrelenting passion. However, though that last quality would regularly manifest itself in rousing displays in between the ropes and captivating work as an intense heel, every now and again, said passion would boil over into frustration. Never was this more apparent than when Guerrero absolutely lost his mind when his wife Vicky completely missed her cue during his grudged ladder match against Rey Mysterio over the custody of Dominic. Instead of storming down to the ring to derail Guerrero's chances of seizing the briefcase, as Mysterio was pinned under the ladder during the SummerSlam 2005 bout, Vicky was nowhere to be seen. This led to the pair of pals turned enemies having to think on the spot, with Rey awkwardly nudging away the steps and Eddie crumbling to the ground before screaming out, "Where the F is Vicky?" In the end, she wouldn't make the same mistake twice, finally sprinting out as Eddie found himself in a similar position after stalling for time. But oh boy, did Eddie not like taking that unnecessary bump. Number 8. Kenny Omega blasts a botched explosion, Revolution 2021. In terms of sheer anticipation alone, few matches in recent memory have held a candle to the undeniably mouthwatering concept of AEW's exploding barbed wire deathmatch at Revolution 2021. The idea of Jon Moxley finally getting his hands on the despicable Kenny Omega after being screwed out of his AEW World Championship at Winter Is Coming was already worth the price of admission alone. But the promise of some of the most brutal and devastating in-ring action you're ever likely to see in the Western world of wrestling understandably meant that expectations were at an all-time high coming in. And for the most part, Mox and the cleaner delivered on the big stage, putting together a truly savage contest that was ultimately set to finish off with a very literal bang. However, instead of celebrating an acclaimed moment in the turning of the tide, Omega was left absolutely infuriated as a set of backyard sparklers put a limp exclamation point on the wall. Brian Alvarez of the Wrestling Observer later confirmed the star's understandable anger at the botched blast on the night, with the image of the pair's flesh being sliced and bodies being exploded heartbreakingly dwarfed by one of the most underwhelming pay-per-view conclusions ever. Number 7, Perry Saturn lets rip on Mike Bell. WWE Jacked 2001. Even the most well-known performers have been known to botch a relatively simple maneuver from time to time. They're only human, guys. So it should come as no surprise when a jobber finds themselves cocking up a move in the squared circle. However, that still didn't stop Perry Saturn absolutely losing his mind after Mike Bell failed to pull off an arm drag correctly on an episode of WWE Jacked in 2001. Less than a second after getting up from the botched moment, Saturn began to viciously pummel Bell for real. He then followed up this awkward development by hurling his green opponent through the ropes and straight onto his head outside with a sickening thud. Not content with the damage already caused, an enraged Saturn eventually drove Bell into the steel steps, fully following through on the impact. Seriously, it looked sickening. Saturn would finally put Bell out of his misery with a moss-covered three-handled family credenza for the win, but not before letting his short temper get the better of him, an act that would lead to him being punished with a new mop-obsessed gimmick going forward. Number 6, Shawn Michaels lashes out at Vader, SummerSlam 1996. One of the many occasions of mid-90s Shawn Michaels spitting his dummy out should things not go his way came during his 1996 SummerSlam showdown with Vader. After not exactly seeing eye to eye when it came to getting the job done in the ring, it's pretty well known that Michaels was not a fan of Vader's stiff approach to working. HBK's frustrations became visually apparent after climbing to the top rope for his signature elbow drop. With Vader not moving in the way he so desired, Michaels opted to legitimately boot his rival in the face a few times, all while screaming at the Masked Mountain for messing up the spot. Jim Cornette would later reveal that Michaels once threatened to get Vader fired, reducing the well-traveled Goliath to tears. Needless to say, Vader's career would never really recover in WWE after crossing paths with Mr. WrestleMania. Number 5, Randy Orton loses it after a Mr. Kennedy backdrop. Monday Night Raw, May 2009. Much like Shawn Michaels before him, Randy Orton was not afraid to vent his dissatisfaction in the ring should things not exactly go according to plan. The first of two notable instances of this happening on WWE television came back in 2009, during a match involving the LA Lakers and Denver Nuggets. Yep, a wrestling match. The contest pitted the babyface team of Batista, John Cena, MVP, Jerry Lawler, and Mr. Kennedy against a heelish unit consisting of The Miz, Legacy, Big Show, and Randy Orton. Yet from underneath the light-hearted basketball-themed nonsense seen on the surface, some very real resentment between two of the competing stars would emerge. After being dropped awkwardly on his back mid-match, the Viper instantly lost control, thrashing at the ground and hurling abuse at the wrestler responsible. Orton would nail Kennedy with an RKO post-match, but the true damage would be done backstage as the petulant Apex Predator joined forces with John Cena to get their last loudmouth Kennedy banished from the company. Number 4, Brock Lesnar reminds Braun Strowman to slow the F down, Royal Rumble 2018. Though not a single person currently employed by WWE should need this reminder, Brock Lesnar is a former UFC heavyweight champion, meaning he can legitimately knock your lights out should you step out of line. This was a truth Braun Strowman unfortunately learnt the hard way on the night of the 2018 Royal Rumble, as the beast incarnate gave the monster among men a physical lesson in pacing. Clearly aiming to kick things off with a bang, an excitable Strowman steamrolled Kane and Lesnar during the opening stages of the bout, nailing the Universal Champion with a stiff dropkick and a rather nasty-looking knee in particular. There's Snug, and then there's Reckless, however. And Lesnar soon reminded Strowman to slow the F down on the back of a pair of extremely precise and very much legit punches to his skull. The two would reportedly laugh off the exchange once they got in the back, but for a moment it looked like Strowman had bitten off way more than he was ever going to be able to realistically chew. You just don't push your luck with a genuine prize fighter, big boy. Number 3, Chris Jericho brings Shane O'Mac down a peg or two, Survivor Series 2016. Son of the boss or not, even Shane McMahon has found himself on the receiving end of a dressing down in the middle of the squared circle. During one of the finest traditional 5-on-5 Survivor Series elimination tag team matches of the modern era, Chris Jericho found himself the victim of the infamous shoot Shane O'Mac hooks, straights, and jabs in 2016. Yet instead of being as inefficient as they unquestionably look, these particular shots packed quite a bit of sting, with Jericho taking his unrehearsed anger out on the ringside area after being caught off guard. Focused on letting McMahon know that he needed to bring it down a few notches, Jericho soon connected with a noticeably stiff boot and dropkick to the face of his opponent. Yet instead of getting the message there and then, a dazed Shane hilariously asked Jericho if he was okay, to which Y2J replied by telling him to calm the F down. This would ultimately turn out to be a rough night for the frenetic McMahon, as he ultimately left the arena nursing a concussion after taking a gnarly-looking mid-air spear from Roman Reigns. It just was not his night. Number 2, Randy Orton snaps at Kofi Kingston, Monday Night Raw 2010. Just under a year on from spitting verbal venom at Mr. Kennedy post-botch, Randy Orton was at it again during a triple threat involving himself, John Cena, and Kofi Kingston. As the match reached its climax, Orton was preparing for the planned finish involving Kingston taking his trademark punt to the head. However, after an aggravated Viper pushed Kingston into position for the spot, the future WWE champion still got up to his feet, forcing Orton to nail him with an RKO instead. This still led to Orton becoming the number one contender to Sheamus' WWE Championship at the Royal Rumble. But a visually upset Apex Predator launched a verbal assault on Kingston nevertheless. The infamous stupid, stupid reaction was born, and Kingston's impending main event push was apparently scrapped thanks to Orton's vexed feedback. Kingston would thankfully get his moment in the sun down the line, even calling back to this infamous moment during a WWE title feud with Orton in 2019. But for a time, it looked like the legend killer's OTT fury at a minor mistake had taken yet another WWE victim. Number 1, Sting gets the job done against an incapacitated Jeff Hardy. Victory Road 2011. Jeff Hardy wasn't in the best of places coming into TNA's 2011 Victory Road pay-per-view, and things would go from bad to worse for the enigmatic star on the night itself. Soon after making his way to the ring, it became clear that Hardy was intoxicated, forcing Eric Bischoff to intervene and attempt to salvage the tense situation in the ring, with the then TNA World Champion Sting, who Hardy was set to throw down with. After Bischoff had seemingly got the message across to Sting and shared some inaudible words with Hardy, the charismatic enigma was forcefully pinned by the Icon after a Scorpion death drop less than 2 minutes into the bout. Sting was obviously annoyed at the uncomfortable turn of events, but he exuded a feeling of disappointment more than anything once the dust had settled. When fans proclaimed that this was BS, Stinger simply replied with, "Yeah, I agree." But far from holding this unenviable situation against the Trouble Star, Sting would later admit that he still loves and respects Hardy, wishing him the best for the future. And that's why this man is an icon. We love you, Sting.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.